KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, it's sunny and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for sunny skies today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. In an update to a story we told you about last hour, sheriff's officials in Cass County report a Lewis woman died from injuries she suffered during a shooting Wednesday evening. Authorities say deputies responded to 503 Minnesota Street in Lewis just after 7 p.m. following a report of a gunshot victim. Initial dispatch reports indicated the wounds suffered by 56-year-old Martha Hardy were self-inflicted. Hardy was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Griswold Rescue before being flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha, where she later died. An autopsy is scheduled for later today with the state medical examiner's office. The incident is not believed to be a public safety concern, according to the Sheriff's Department, and details will be provided as they become available. The Department of Criminal Investigation is assisting the Cass County Sheriff's Office in the investigation. News time is 9:01.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Officials say one person was flown from the scene of an accident early this morning on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. Anita Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were called to the scene of the rollover accident near the 70-mile marker eastbound off-ramp at around 6:40 a.m. An adult female reportedly suffered cuts, bruises, and other possible unknown injuries, was conscious and breathing but trapped in the vehicle following the crash. LifeNet helicopter transported the victim to an Omaha trauma center. The woman's name has not yet been released, along with other details. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early this morning of a Glenwood woman. 34-year-old Amanda Marie Kennicott Ragone was arrested at around 2:10 a.m. near 245th and Gaston in Mills County. She was brought to the Mills County Jail and charged with OWI first offense. Kennicott Ragone was being held in the jail pending an initial court appearance. The Cass County Extension and Cass County Conservation Board say they've once again teamed up to offer their annual summer day camp programs to local youth. Officials say there's still time to get registered for several upcoming camps, but registration deadlines are approaching fast, so you shouldn't delay signing up. The To Earth and Beyond camp at the Anita Community Center is for those who have completed 3rd through 5th grade. It'll be held on Friday, June 28th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The camp will explore all of the solar system, landing at Earth at the end of the day to learn about rocks, plates, earthquakes, and volcanoes. Participants will learn through hands-on activities, interactive games, and creating projects to take home. And registration for that program is due by Tuesday, June the 18th. And then for older youth interested in fishing, archery, hiking, and Dutch oven cookery, the Outdoor Adventure Camp is the place to learn. That'll be held on Tuesday, July 11th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis. The Outdoor Adventure Camp is for those who have completed 6th, 7th, or 8th grades, and registrations for that camp are due by Monday, June 24th. The cost for either camp is $10 per child. To sign up for a camp, you can stop by the Cass County Extension office in Atlantic to fill out a registration and health form along with the $10 payment by the deadlines mentioned. For more information and registration forms, they're also available online at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass, and you can print those and then return them to the office. If you have any questions, you can call the Cass County Extension office at 712-243-1132. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports a Minnesota man has pled guilty to 4 counts of illegal taking of a white-tailed buck over a 4-year period in Iowa. 42-year-old Bradley A. Slauson Jr. of Ham Lake, Minnesota, was fined $780 and ordered to pay $18,000 in civil damages for illegal harvesting of deer bucks from 2008 to 2011 in Clark County. He also forfeited archery equipment and faces suspension of his hunting license privileges in Iowa and 38 other states included in the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. Investigators from the Iowa DNR were assisted in the case by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Michael Miller said the work between the two states was incredibly important, and they were finally able to catch up to someone that had been stealing from Iowa's natural resources for years. Police say a suspicious package that was destroyed in Iowa City was an electronic art piece. Iowa City officials said in a news release Wednesday that the package that was destroyed by a bomb squad Sunday evening was a piece created by artist Russell Jaffe. Jaffe told police a local resident bought the piece in January. Police determined the resident put the item in an abandoned newspaper vending machine that was used as a take-something-leave-something box. Police determined the man didn't have malicious intent when he left the art piece in the box. The Johnson County Bomb Squad used a water cannon to destroy the item. Power has been restored to most buildings in downtown Des Moines following underground explosions that blew manhole covers off the street. Des Moines police were called just before 2:45 a.m. on Wednesday to the area of 4th and Court Avenue by an explosion. Another explosion followed 10 minutes later, less than a quarter of a mile from the first. The Des Moines Register reports officers reported flames shot 4 to 5 feet into the air during the second explosion. The cause of the explosions was a fault in an underground cable wire. There were no injuries reported. Power was cut at several buildings, including the YMCA in Des Moines and the Capitol Square office building. MidAmerica Energy officials say they're providing generators to two buildings that still don't have power. Governor Terry Branstad has signed a bill into law designed to cut property taxes for Iowa businesses. Branstad held a bill signing event Wednesday afternoon at the Hawkeye Ready Mix, a concrete supplier with plants located in several eastern Iowa locations. Branstad said the law will make it easier for Iowa businesses to invest in growth. The measure Branstad signed represents a compromise between Senate Democrats and House Republicans. It will reduce taxable assessments for commercial properties and offer tax credits geared at small businesses. The measure also limits the amount that residential and agricultural property values can increase and offers some income tax breaks. Some local government officials are predicting the new law will cause them to lose tax revenues, but Branstad said they should get enough money. The state has awarded a $1 million grant for a sports park in Pella. The Vision Iowa Board approved the grant Wednesday at a meeting in Des Moines. The money will go toward a $7.6 million project that includes 4 Little League fields, a Babe Ruth field, and 5 multi-purpose fields on 105 acres. A concession stand, batting cages, playground, and picnic area are also planned. The state grant is contingent on organizers completing fundraising within 30 days. They're years away from completion, but the University of Iowa is celebrating the start of construction for 3 art and music buildings that will replace facilities damaged by the 2008 flood. University leaders, state officials, students, and others will gather tomorrow afternoon on the Pentacrest for speeches, jazz music, and artwork. The event is designed to mark the beginning of work on the School of Art and History, School of Music, and Hancher Auditorium replacement projects, and to thank state and federal officials who've helped move them forward. All 3 projects are expected to be completed by 2016. U of I President Sally Mason said the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has helped establish a shared vision for a revitalized arts campus that will benefit future students and enrich the state. Elsewhere in the news, a Clinton man facing a first-degree murder charge in the 2008 death of a woman has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. Andy Cole pleaded guilty Wednesday to lesser charges of voluntary manslaughter and assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse. Cole was charged in July of 2012 in connection with the death of 27-year-old Alyssa Marburger of Cibola. Her body was found near the cabins in Comanche more than 2 weeks after she disappeared in October of 2008. Sentencing is set for July the 11th. And a 30-year-old northeastern Iowa man accused of peeping on women on a tanning salon has pleaded guilty. Kevin Robinson of Tripola will be sentenced in August on 2 counts of invasion of privacy. Authorities say Robinson was a customer at a Cedar Falls salon in October when a female customer noticed something on top of a partition that separates tanning rooms. Salon workers confronted Robinson, who was in the next room. Police later searched Robinson's phone and found videos that included one showing another woman from an earlier salon visit. Taking a look at our world headlines of this hour, officials say an inspector who surveyed Philadelphia building before it collapsed last week, killing 6 people, has committed suicide. The inspector was found fatally shot in a pickup truck last night. The man was a Department of Licenses and Inspections employee who had inspected the building on May the 14th. Wildfires are burning in New Mexico, Oregon, California, and Colorado, where one blaze northeast of Colorado Springs has burned several dozen homes. As many as 9,500 people have either evacuated or been told to get ready to leave. And the stocks aren't showing much direction so far today on Wall Street following sell-offs in Asia and Europe. The jitters overseas are overshadowing positive reports in the U.S. on jobs and retail sales. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell by 12,000 last week. The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.6% in May from April. News time is 9:10.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In the funeral announcements, Gerald Skip Klein, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Skip Klein will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernice Miller, age 89, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Bernice Miller will be today at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Martha Skeeter Clausen, age 62, of Oneida, died Friday. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Martha Clausen will be today at 1 o'clock at the Oneida American Legion Building. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Mary Clark, age 56, of Yale, died Monday. Funeral services for Mary Clark will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Dennis Krogh, age 59, of Exira, died Monday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Dennis Krogh will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Claire Eugene Marnin, age 69, of Oneida, died Monday. Funeral services for Claire Marnin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida has the arrangements. Marlene Hoover, age 71, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Marlene Hoover will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. And Bob Rogers, age 89, of Cumberland, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Bob Rogers are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.